Awesome. You talked yesterday about the bad the why it's bad to delay in doing tshuva. Right. We decided that first of all it's bizayon to the avera. Second of all, you're more likely to end up doing it again. And
And if you do it again, you're not going to feel like it's anything you have.
Therefore, right, like the hitman, and therefore, it will be harder to end up doing true in the end also. Okay. And therefore, he also said a very strong line where he says that the primary difference between a tzaddik and a rosh is not whether they sin, but what their response to sinning is. A tzaddik may sin also, but a tzaddik, when they see something wrong, they immediately try to fix it. They immediately try to fix it. Whereas a rasha, something can, they see something wrong, they don't really care. So I did something wrong. We go do more stuff wrong. Who cares? They don't. It doesn't bother them. And that is the primary difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. That's how he says it. Okay. Okay. Let's start the first step of actual tshuva. This was just the intro. The first step of tshuva is Acharata. Yavin Levavri. It would be good if you had the book, but okay.
What's the book you're working on?
Ashari tshuva.
Which I think I have. No.
So Yavin Levavri ki rav amar ozvoyes Hashem. It's bad and mar and bitter to go against Hashem. Bad, now what's bad and bitter? Bad is it's objectively bad. Bitter is interesting. He has to realize that it's bitter. Now, most people, if you eat something bitter, it's bitter. You taste it. To convince yourself that it's bitter. Right? But what happens if, somebody doesn't have good taste buds? And stuff which is spoiled tastes fresh, they could end up getting stomach aches and eating things which are spoiled because they don't realize when they're eating something which is spoiled. So one of our problems is we don't necessarily know stuff is bad, but we don't even know that stuff is bitter. Meaning, you're not supposed to enjoy it.
Enjoy what? The Avera?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of doing an Avera?
Yeah, right. I'm saying, but meaning, but somebody that is a little bit more spiritual, even if they end up, sometimes something that we know is wrong, and then we end up making a mistake in that area, we don't feel good afterwards. Don't feel good about it afterwards. So the what he's saying is that the point of charata, of regret, is not just to know that it's bad, but it's also not to know that it's bitter. To know that it's not meant, you really, really shouldn't be feeling good about this. And really, if I was on a higher level, I wouldn't even feel good about it. So it's a good part of the tshuva process because, most people are on a diet for a certain amount of time, right? You eat one of those Reisman Ragalach, your stomach kills. You can't even eat that stuff anymore. It doesn't even taste good. At some point, that stuff doesn't even taste good. Yeah? Well,
I don't know, I don't, but
I know. I've had that experience. It's like you eat something and then, like, just. It's not just like, oh, that was great, and I feel a little guilty, whatever, extra calories. It was disgusting. It was horrible. My stomach from the second I ate it felt not good. So there's a certain mar, there's a certain a bitterness that we are supposed to feel as well, not just that it's bad. And that's the diuk here in Ravinia. Yavin levavi ki ra v'mar ozvoyes Hashem. V'yoshev el libay, And part of the charata process is reminding himself, kiyesh einish, there is einish punishment, the nakam, the shilem ala avad. Hashem takes rebuke. Kenin shenemar li nakam v'shilem. Hashem is not mevater. V'nemar gur lochem yipnei cherev kichema char avones charev. V'yischarit amais av haroim v'yomer bolvavoy. He should say to himself, Meh asisi, what have I done? Eich lahaya pachad elokim lenegad einai. How was the fear of Hashem not in front of me? V'lo yagoreti mitoichocho yisal avoin. And how was I not afraid of the ramifications of my deeds? Umina ki rabim b'choivim la rasha rasha never make it. Lechamalti agufa. I lack my own self pity. And because of some sort of short-lived benefit, I gave in. Vnimshalti, you know what I'm like? Ish shiyigzov yachmos v'yichal. The guy that's desperate, he sees something, he needs it. So the only way he can afford it is if he steals money from someone else. But he knows that in this country, in this city, in this place, if he steals, he gets caught. It's not LA over here. Steal, you get caught. It's not good. He knows he's gonna get put in jail. And he does it anyway. So what's the logic? Why did I do that for? Because I needed that thing for 5 minutes? It doesn't make sense. It's gonna get hurt. Can you shema ori lo ish lechem sheker v'achre yimalev you? So that's one level. The Rav Mizo is even worse. I'm a special guy. He see Allah nefesh hayikara achzari v'nitva b'gilula. Next level. Next level is, so first of all, it doesn't make sense. And this part of the process is to realize there's more to life than all this other stuff. First step. There's more to life. Another thing is that I'm special. What makes me special? I have a neshama. This is already a little bit harder to relate to. I didn't have a neshama. People are made this, but people are not animals. So, and neshama does not appreciate these things. It's an interesting motivator. I'm not sure exactly how.
I don't understand that one. But I said, go again, say it again.
He says, Achzari, yitzri, imra oimed. I have a neshama and I'm poisoning my neshama. So I'm doing something which is bad for my self-interest, my own neshama. How am I like just an animal? And I just followed my instinct. So,
I'm too important for this.
yeah. I have a neshama. What am I doing? I messed up. I'm messing up my own neshama. The language, the wording is very beautiful here. He's basically like, Nishmas Chayim. Hashem gave me a high level neshama. Chochmas Leiv. It's very wise. V'toli bas and very hesechel. La'akiroi. And I can even come close to him through this neshama. Well, the yirum l'fanav alim shel, and it controls your guf. Okay. B'choltov thyself. Hashem himshila al shar bali chayim she'enam adabrim. And I'm just like, you know, what makes me different than all animals? It's my neshama. These actions I'm doing are not good for my neshama. These actions that I'm doing don't make my neshama feel wanted in my guf. So essentially, this talks to the importance of the person. You're lowering yourself by doing this. So this is another motivator that should remind the person. So the first thing he says you should feel about the Avera. It's Rav Amar Oz Vayes Hashem. And then he says, I'm just like a Rasha. I don't care about 1 second. So it's all about the Avera. That's all motivators about the Avera. Averas are very useless. They're not, it shouldn't catch your attention. It shouldn't drag you away. The second thing is that it has a bad effect on you as a person. Just have some self-respect for who you are. Who are you? You're an elevated person. When you're going in for this stuff for it, that's the second. So it's a little bit of a different kinetic. Lomeli chayim kinyan shenemar adam toya midera haskel bekal reform yinuach. And I'm even worse than animals because animals at least have some sort of hakaras hatov to their master. I had nothing. Therefore, that's the first step, is to understand why the Avera is not something you want to be engaged in. Then we'll see the second step, but this is something we have to internalize over tomorrow, maybe more. Strong muscle, this.
Yeah.
This the.